Well, speaking of blood flow, James, have a listen to this one, which has come in from Thomas.
During open heart surgery, patients are often connected to the heart-lung machine. I know that patients are regularly cooled down this way for reduced metabolism. What is the longest time that one could survive without running blood circulation? And at what temperature in degrees centigrade would metabolism be maximally reduced without the risk of damaging human cells?
So talk us through the procedure, James, and then perhaps give us some insights into what the answer is.
During heart surgery, it's important for the heart surgeon that the heart stops beating. A beating heart is very hard to work on in terms of putting in sutures, etc. So what the surgeon does is stops the heart beating, and this is done using an infusion of potassium. And also the patient is cooled down about 4 or 5 degrees lower than normal body temperature. And finally, they're connected to what's called a heart-lung bypass machine, which simply, as the name suggests, bypasses the heart's circulation. So the patient's own blood is taken out from the right side of the heart, the atria. It's then oxygenated artificially in the heart-lung machine and then put back into the patient. So the patient is, the heart is not beating, and this can be sometimes for many hours without any detrimental effects. There's a second part to the question, which is how long could somebody survive without any circulation? We know that the brain is the most sensitive organ to not having adequate oxygen and blood supply. And most people think that 2 to 3 minutes without any circulation is enough to cause, you know, very severe irreparable brain damage.
Now, what's interesting is that you've told us all of these figures about cells needing oxygen and sugar and things, but the egg that we were talking about earlier, Maud, that doesn't have any circulation. So how does it get its oxygen and sugar, and why doesn't the egg succumb to the same problems? Because chickens are warm-blooded, and the eggs are incubated under the hen's body to keep it warm, aren't they? So how do they protect themselves?
Yeah, so what is amazing with egg that they are self-sufficient, at least for a certain period of time. In the human, it's only self-sufficient for the 10 first days before implantation. Then the egg will implant in the uterus for human, and you will develop blood exchange between the mother and the baby.